经有了哈，你可能要拿着讲哈。
弟兄姐妹，新年好！这是我的老光景，去年我一直抵触，今年我顺服，我就带着它。我觉得有了帮助会好得多。Anyway, where are the players? I cannot see you. I'm not used to this, you know. But could you sit here? 我看得到这边，看不见你们。Anyhow.我其实昨天准备了，我有感动，但是我今天心里很乱，早上起来想排练一下，然后一早上起来就跟中国在打电话，跟家里的那些病危的亲戚，所以我也没有排练。但是看见孩子们 ，Where are they？ Anyhow， I just want to say you guys are so great unfolding the new year this way， 是不是 amazing？我要说什么呢？真的是因为你们对神的爱 ，so encouraging to all the aging folks here. And I think your teamwork that you're practicing together, Lord, use your love to answer the mom's prayer. You know there was a separate team, the mom's team, who had been praying for you.And Auntie Jean encouraged the youth to come together to unfold the new year this way. So the mom's team had been praying for this, for the kids to come, to be present, and kids did come. And it happened today. So let's praise the Lord. And what I was touched yesterday, I want to share is this was exactly one of the examples that God answered our prayers. So I want to share in the new year that whatLord helped me and the moms last year via the prayers that we learned. So I can read my notes because I prepared yesterday. Again, I'm not organized because I have been on the phone with China this whole morning. So I will use the help. When you have help, it's better, right? I will get here in a little bit. Yeah, you will translate. Do you want to translate there or here? Maybe there. I will be in Chinese.
I will translate in English.
Okay. Now we'll work together. Sometimes I need help, sometimes not. So we'll make it work, right? Oh, I'm so nervous anyhow. What's this? Okay. I need to read. Okay.
It's okay. 弟兄姐妹新年好。Greetings to brothers and sisters, New Year.
刚才大家听到的就是神回应我妈妈们的祷告。
This is the answer to mom's prayers, what you just heard.
我们几位妈妈实在是要归感谢给主。
All the moms really wanted to give all the praise to the Lord.
因为他去年操练我们一起同心合一的为儿女们祷告。
Because in the last year, we exercise and come before the Lord and pray for our kids.
所以作为父母，我们不用独自的为他们的就是 growing pain.
So the mom doesn't have to go through the growing pain of the kids alone.
我在想，随着我们年岁的增加，我们对主的话语可能更敬畏或者更理解。
As we grow in the Lord, we draw near to and dear to the word.
但是我们的儿女们也许他们正在外边 like feel the top of the world or
but our kids experience differently
or they may have their own difficulties、
mm-hmm.
oh yeah so
他们有他们的困难
所以我们祷告实在是要祷告我们每一位都获得主耶稣的至宝包括我们的孩子们
we really pray that including our kids will receive this precious treasure
我记不得去年是几月份开始我们几位妈妈就响应、Grace 姐妹的负担想叫我们妈妈在一起为孩子们祷告
All the mom gathered together to respond to Grace sister's burden to pray for the children
感谢主姐妹的这个建议我们去年几位妈妈居然坚持下来了
And throughout the year we consistently pray for the children
我们妈妈们就在一起、求神
为我们家里的年轻有更多的更多的追求祷告。
For their heart to seek the Lord even more.
我们也祷告，快去大学的孩子们到了学校能够找见他们属灵的，就是带领和他们的校园团契。
We pray that those who are going on to the college campus will find spiritual home.
我们甚至为孩子们祷告他们的，就是各种各样的社会关系，包括他们以后能不能神带领成立属灵的家。
We even pray for their future home and the partner.
我个人也非常受益，因着这个妈妈组的祷告。
I really benefited from this group.
然后还有杨毅姐妹回来一年多，她真的是身体力行的在帮助我。
And I also benefited quite a bit from Sister Yang Yi.
他们搬去 DC 了，还在鼓励我们在不同的城市里边仍然有属灵的渴慕。
And they continue to encourage us even though they moved away.
所以去年我在姐妹的帮助下，我操练了更多的祷告。
So I learned to pray and exercise my prayers before the Lord.
所以谢谢姐妹们，你们是我的祝福。
Thank you all the sisters, you are my blessing.
其实去年对我来说，小的也离开了我们。
We experienced empty nest last year.
Yeah, 我不得不承认，时常觉得空空的。
I really have to confess, I felt that emptiness.
因为我感觉自己不再被需要了。
I feel like I'm no longer needed.
其实我们能给孩子的越来越少了。
I feel like less and less that our kids need us.
所以我觉得要重新定位自己的角色。
So I really wanted to redefine my role.
但是我觉得和不信的父母不一样的是，我们仍然可以为孩子们祷告。
But the biggest difference is that I can continue to pray for my children.
Yeah, 所以孩子们知道以后，也就是愿也会愿意我们的这个免费的祷告。
So the Lord for the kids is very happy that we pray for them for free.
Yeah, 就是你经常没得干什么事，派一个 text 回来啊，还有五分钟要考试了。
For example, I have 5 more minutes before I go in to take an exam.
Yeah, 另外一个 text 回来 ，Our project's due this Thursday. I'm crazy.
And I text some more.
Yeah, 然后每天就睡三四个小时，那我们赶紧就给他们祷告了。
And let me know that they only sleep for 3 or 4 hours, so we can pray for them.
Yeah, 但是我们也感谢神啊，在我们就是周五我们妈妈们在一起祷告的时候，我们也知道孩子们在学校已经在开始他们的校园团契了。
And every Friday night, as we gather.To pray for our children, we also know that at the same time as we pray, our children is also gathered in the fellowship.
看见爱主的孩子们聚在一起，他们就像一个大家庭一样扶持，真的是成为他们的那个什么 support system.
We really are at peace because we know that they have found their support system in the big family of God.
那我们也有孩子告诉我们，他们有烦恼，我们发现我们也没有办法帮他们解决烦恼。
When our kids are troubled, we really can't do anything so far away.
但是我们告诉孩子，谢谢他们愿意给我们分享，愿意让我们知道。
But I thank my kids for letting me know and share their burden.
感谢神，我们没有一口回去把他们 preach 一通。
I thank the Lord that stopped me from preaching to them.
而是把他们的需要和软弱加在我们的祷告里边，我们为他们祷告。
But instead, we come to the Lord to bring their burden to the Lord.
所以因着我们去年的操练，我们今年其实欢迎更多的妈妈，如果时间允许，也欢迎你们来加入我们。
Because we have such a sweet exercise and the privilege of praying together, I would like to invite more mom to join us.
这个其实是丽红姐妹在带领我们，她都是每个星期五7点钟以前就 log in， 把屏幕材料都打开，等着我们上网。
I really appreciate Li Hong's sister who faithfully set up the Zoom meeting and get everybody ready to pray.
而且姐妹准备了非常标准的祷告程序。
And he had prepared the moms and prayer sheets.
我们就是开始从感恩、赞美、认罪，然后感恩，最后再进到感恩的祷告的细节里面。
We start from the word of God, the attribute of God, into confessing, into thanksgiving and supplication.
然后7点半，我们弟兄和其他姐妹就上网，我们就准时开始周五的父母查经。
At 7:30 sharp, we'll switch to the parents, youth parents Bible study.
所以礼拜五我们这几个妈妈的效率可高了。
So we're praying very, very efficiently and effectively on Friday night.
那新年我们的感动就是我们更迫切的为我们孩子们祷告。
And what burdened my heart is to pray without ceasing for our children.
因为我们应该毫无问题，神是养育他们的心，神也是他们最好的保护。
Without a doubt, the Lord is protecting them and support them.
因为也许神供应我们，让我们在生活上能供应他们，但是在精神上层面上，可能我们已经给的越来越少了。
We can support them in a physical and a day-to-day living way, but the spiritually we can sometimes we're helpless.
我们听孩子说，其实大学里有很多匿名的网站，学生们可以去匿名的张贴他们的压抑的情绪。
什么叫匿名
？Anonymous is that? Yeah, students. Yes.
Oh, okay. There's so many student groups. Yeah, that you can come to post your feeling anonymously.
Yeah, 这样是好叫学校可以进行疏导，就是在极端的事情发生以前。
So there is a prevention for the college staff to intervene in there before the emergency.
Yeah, 现在真的是父母或者年轻人，你们都知道，在外面有多少孩子，他们就是 the cry for I need help to my mental health.
So there is a great cry for their mental health throughout.
这也是我们把孩子放飞以前一个非常现实的提醒。
This is a very real reminder to all of us.
真的是求主让我们的孩子不要去经历那些无助的阶段。
We pray that our God will spare our children from that kind of pain.
Yeah, 我们做父母的虽然不是超人，但是我们能为孩子祷告。
Even though being parents, we are not Superman or Supermom, but we can pray for them.
我们实在是重新思考我们崇拜的 worship 是什么。
Once again, we're pondering what is the true meaning of worship.
And 什么样的 system 才是我们的 support system?
What kind of support system we wanted to draw from?
其实做父母的都希望孩子成功。
Every parent wants success for our children.
那如果说成功的话，圣经里经典的应该就是所罗门王了。
The most successful one that we can found in the Bible is King Solomon.
他真的是功成名就，荣华富贵。
He have achieved everything that man can possibly want.
但是他在老年传道书里，他却写到万事皆空，唯有智慧才是宝。
But in Ecclesiastic, when he was very old, he said, "Vanity, vanity, everything is vanity."
那我们从圣经，如果回到我们生活当中寻找成功人士的话
，If we come back to our life and seek for the successful model,
我们亲爱的孙伯父刚走完他地上的路程。
Our dear brother's son has just completed his earthly journey.
一位受人尊敬的医生应该来说他在地上得的都是 A.
We should definitely give him an A for being a doctor.
但是我想他更是骄傲的去了天家，因为天家天父一定会给他一个更好的 A.
Above all, that he is able to return to his heavenly home is better than any A.
我们实在是祷告靠着前辈我们现在这一辈和我们下一辈，我们真的是应该怎样去思考我们的 value system 什么价值观？
We really wanted to and pray and encourage our children to reevaluate our value system.
实在是感谢主，我们教会不大，可是神却在我们周围安排了那么多可以改变我们的弟兄姐妹。
Even though our church is not very big, but there are so many brothers and sisters that is very influential in our life.
所以新年里我们可以思考我们怎样可以过得更像主想我们的那样。
So in this coming year, let us pondering how can we be more like him.
那说起祷告，就这三个礼拜我又经历了一次祷告给我的帮助。
I have another experience about 3 weeks ago concerning the prayer.
大家还记得好像一个多月前我 share 我在想把我们这四礼拜的鲜花保留下来，神还帮了我一次，对吧？
And I was trying to preserve some fresh flowers, to dry some fresh flowers from the last memorial meeting we had.
Yeah, 我上一次感谢是因为我没有自以为自己会做，结果不会做。但是神帮助我上次纠正了错误，然后我以为 everything 就是可以很 smooth the rest of the month, 对吧？大概两三个月。结果呢 ，everything went fine. The roses was very.Not hard, but this was like the hydrogen. Yeah, this is 那个 white big ball water flower ball. What I really wanted to get is like the full size, the full volume, And after the first time Lord helped me, it got rehydrated. Okay, 就是花谢了，又我把它泡在池子里泡了大半天，就是又 rehydrate。然后我在网上读了 instruction， 我就把它放在车库里，就阴暗的，可以保颜色什么的。Everything went fine。我经常去 check。Grace 姐那个姐妹还问做的怎么样了，我就帮我祷告吧。Everything was on track。结果前两天就是不是那个 freezing temperature， 我根本都没想到在，因为它里面还有水分嘛，所以温度其实对花就是还是有很大的影响。Eventually， 我觉得这就是我们人就是有很多时候做不到自己完全想象的那个样子。我没有得到我完全想要的那个 volume 或者 everything because of that freezing temperature the second time， and that was not reversible， 就是不可以回转，因为那个温度已经把它的里面的系统那个，所以这次我真的有点就是很沮丧，就是不能回转的，不像我在这泡几个小时，对吧？因为这个温度，
she was trying to dried up this flower, but through trials and error, she has many chances to get this right. But at final moment, because of the recent freeze, she lost some of the color in the hydrogenated.
Yeah. 所以也就是说，我不可以像我以前计划那样去，就像吃饭那样装盘，这个应该叫装盘吧 ，presentation 对吧 ？presentation of the flowers you got.
Even though I cannot present it like the way I wanted.
所以我很沮丧，然后呢
？Kind of discouraged.
我就去睡觉，但是我记得说我要祷告，我就求神给我 idea， how can I present with what I got？ 然后第二天早上我醒来，大概五点过。我醒来，神就给我一个声音，他说：“我知道你没有得到你想要的那个 volume 或者 every texture， 但是你可不可以用另外一种方法，能够去 reflect 啊我们亲爱的弟兄的他生命的特质
？”Even though I did not got the result that was in my mind and presented the way I wanted, but this morning when I woke up, there was a still small voice that speak to my mind, impressed upon my mind that.That what is another way that you can remember our dear brother's life?
所以我就觉得神好像已经给了我一个 idea， 我就赶快起床到后院，我就拿着剪枝的去从树枝上没有叶子，我剪下了那些干的枝条，然后拿回来放到 vase 我刚开始准备的 vase 里边。我觉得它比我以前想象的还更有一些启示在里边。
So follow the prompting, I went outdoor.To clip some of the flowerless branch and made this arrangement in this presentation right now, even though it's not the same as I originally planted, I think it's more beautiful.
所以大家如果看神跟我一起努力的这个样子，这个树枝是神叫我用来可以表达伯父一生向上的那种那个精神。
And this branch reaching upward.Reminded me of the dear brother's heavenly word life, upward life towards him.
Yeah, 他虽然去了天家，可是他的这个 heritage 就像一片不倒的树林。
Even though he has gone to be with the Lord, but his heritage, his legacy is still here.
然后我们看那些枯干的叶子，它还是透着绿色的。
Even though these leaves are dried.But yet still green.
然后神又让我想到，我用下面的，就是为了稳固它，我用的红豆来表示我们对弟兄的追思。
And I have stabilized this vase with some beans to add weight to remind me his to remind me his life.
Yeah, 所以大家不要笑我。我虽然觉得我没有做到我自己计划，但神跟我一起努力，透过祷告，我觉得他放在一起，其实给了我们更多的启示在里边。
So through this arrangement, as I do it, I was really touched and inspired even more.
然后我把这些，就是本来我想装成一个盘，但是因为装不了一个盘，我就把它也分开。至少我们可以我。就是我们的 work 在里边，我们可以追思我们的弟兄。
And I hope that this arrangement will remind me of his life.
Yeah. 所以这个就是祷告可以做的事。
This is the power of prayer.
很多时候它就呈现出另外一个 version。
It's sometimes it just appeared another idea and inspiration.
所以新年里我们就继续互相共勉，和睦同居。
So let us live in brotherly love and encourage one another for this coming year.
那我们一起祷告，就不仅仅是像过红海那样脱离危险，而是真的是像过约旦河那样，我们可以更近身的，能够更符合神的心意。
So may our prayer not just merely taking us over like the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea, escaping the trials and dangers, but even deeper, that it will be like a Jordan River, bring us to a deeper relationship with the Lord.
Yeah. 其实以前我做护士的时候，我们有个妇产科医生，其实他就是 deliver Lillian 的那个 doctor. He and his daughter, her daughter became a doctor as well, so they worked together.
I know a doctor, OB doctor, who deliver Lillian, and it's a mother and daughter team.
Father-daughter team. Yeah. 前两天我在网上看见一个飞行员，他起飞之前，他用话筒告诉他的乘客，他要介绍他的 co-pilot， 他的副驾驶。
Earlier, I saw a message that right before a flight took off, the pilot would like to introduce to every passenger of the assistant co-pilot.
Yeah, 他的 co-pilot 就是他的女儿。
His co-pilot is his daughter.
那我在想，要是我们整个家庭都成为就是 co-take the journey， 该多好，对吧？
What a picture if we can be like that in the family.
So, 最后我就是觉得2023年很多光景我们都不清楚。
We don't know what 2023 will bring us.
但是我们依然用祷告来托住。
But we have the power of prayer to sustain us.
就像诗篇 ,I can read out the English here. So, 诗篇119篇89,耶和华你的话安定在天直到永远。Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens.然后以赛亚书33:6，你一生一世必得安慰，有丰盛的救恩，并智慧和知识，你以敬畏耶和华为至宝。以赛亚33:6， He will be the sure foundation of your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure.
I'm going to speak in English.
Somebody.
But somebody needs to translate in Chinese, right? Okay. Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
大家新年好。
I heard, well, actually, when I was preparing this sharing,I realized that what I was going to share is actually related to our theme this year.
当我准备这个分享的时候，我才意识到这个和我们今年的主题有关。
This year our theme is, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
我们今年的主题是耶稣说我来了是要叫羊得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
Yeah, and so.And John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man abides in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
约翰福音15:5说我是葡萄树，凡住在我里面的，我也在他里面，你们就常结果子。
So I think even Sister Xiong Li was sharing, She is giving an example of how she abides in the Lord while she was going about her, you know, things that she wants to do.
刚才熊丽姐妹的见证也是一个榜样，说她怎样住在主的里面。
So, I want to ask a couple of questions. You don't have to answer it out loud. Just honestly, you know, answer the question yourself.
我会问几个问题，你不用大声的把回答说出来，不过你可以在组里面诚实的想这个答案。
So how is your relationship with the Lord?
你跟主的关系怎样?
How connected are you with the Lord?
你跟主的连接是怎样的?
Do you feel God's presence with you every minute, every moment, all the day long?
你是不是每时每刻都感觉到主的同在?
I remember several years ago, I have this longing for God's presence throughout the day because I realize that I don't think about the Lord all the time. I mean, through the day, I would just go about my business. I'd do the things and realize, you know, I'm just using my own ways of doing things.
几年前我有这样的一个经历，我觉得有一整天我都经历主的同在。其实并不是我用我自己的思想来保持这种状态，而是好像我在上班，我出去，我都能够感觉到主的同在。
So, just last week, I heard a pastor. His name is John Burke, and he talked about something that he wants to do as an exercise called 60-60.
上个星期我听见一位约翰牧师说他想做一个练习，一个叫做60
60 So when I heard how he explained it, I have an echo because my longing for God's presence didn't last very long.
那我听见这位牧师介绍怎样来做这个练习，我的心中就有回响，因为我心中是渴慕神的同在，但是我觉得他通常持续的都不久。
So he explains it in a way that is it's very disciplined.
他所说的方法是非常要遵守一个律。
So, he says for 60 days.And you try to, every hour, every 60 minutes, you reflect on God. It could be a prayer. It could be just recognizing that God is with you. Recognizing that God is with you. So every 60 minutes for 60 days.
他说是在一个60天的期间，每过60分钟，那在你心中就有一个转向神。你在那一刻你能够意识到神的同在，或者你向神的祷告的回应，承认说主与你同在。
I'm not big on New Year resolutions.
我通常不是那个做新年计划的。
But I also realize if you want to make it a habit, you have to do it for 30 days at least. So this is 60 days. So by the end of 60 days,You should be doing this naturally.
我知道说如果要形成一个习惯，你就必须不间断的操练。那通常来说，至少要30天能够形成一个习惯。所以如果我们有60天的操练，但愿这个成为我们的习惯。
So, John chapter 15 verse 5 says, "Remain in me."
约翰福音15章第五节说，住在我的里面。
So that we can receive from the source of life, which is Christ Himself.
所以我们能得到生命的源头，就是基督自己。
And we want to do it continuously, not because remain means you're there continuously, right? Not just not like electricity, you plug it in when you need to charge your phone and then you unplug it when you're done. This is remain, so you're there, you're doing it all the time.
藏在主的里面是表示说一种状态，你是一直在主的里面。不像我们有时候这个电话要充电，你就把线插一会儿，有电了然后就拔掉。
So like this year ourtheme is to have life and have it more abundantly.
我们今年主题是生命，更丰盛的生命。
So by remaining in him, we can bear fruit. And that's how that's what the Lord says.
我们要藏在主的里面就可以结果子，这是主所说的。
So I want to challenge everyone here, especially the young people.
所以我这里要挑战大家，特别是年轻人。
So if you want to join me, you can, everyone has a phone these days, set an alarm every 60 minutes, for 60 days. And when it reminds you, think about what you're doing at that time. Are you doing the things that you are doing, is it the will of God? Is it what he wants you to do? Are you being obedient? I mean, all of those things can... Matthew said he wants to join me. Oh, yeah. No. Put your phone away when you sleep.
所以我希望大家说，如果你有愿意的话，年轻人，你们可以设这个闹钟，每个小时一次，提醒你说那个时刻你在干什么，你所做的是不是神所喜悦的，啊，你那一刻与主的关系如何
？I think last year, the whole year we have, the church, the body of Christ is, has this.God has led us to be more diligent in our prayer.
我相信在我感觉过去一整年，神让我们整个的教会在祷告的事上更加殷勤。
And I think this is a different way, maybe more personal, because relationship with God is a personal thing.
我觉得这就让神更加对于我们来说是。个人化的，因为神是一个个人的神。
Mothers could be praying for their kids, that's great. But the kids have to have a personal relationship with God.
妈妈们为孩子们祷告，这是非常美的，但是孩子们他们自己也要在神的面前也有他们的祷告。
So maybe this is something, a next step for our church this year.
这也许是神心意当中，我们教会今年所要走的路。
So, if you want to join me in doing the 60-60,
所以如果你如果想加入我啊，来这个六十天啊，每六十分钟的祷告。
You can send me an email or text, and we can encourage one another.
你可以。写电子邮件或者电话短信，我们可以彼此鼓励。
And then maybe in 60 days, let's see if our lives changed.
60天以后，让我们一同来见证生命的改变。
And see if our relationship with God is closer.
看我们与神的关系是不是更加亲密。
Doesn't mean that if you miss 60 minutes, you know, don't worry about, you know, if you miss it. Just remain, I think is the key.
并不是要大家忧虑说如果万一我错过了一个六十分钟会怎样，而是说我们要有一个心愿意持守在那样的一个连接当中。
And then we can give praise to him. This pastor said it changed his life. So I think, you know, I hope that it will change our lives too.
让我们可以一起把赞美归给神。那位牧师说，这样的操练确实改变他的生命。那我也鼓励大家这样来做。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Greeting, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 我们是感谢主啊，因为每次提到 Hope Group 呢，我就真的是很感谢 Pastor Gary， 是他是他那个 start 的 Hope Group， 然后呢，对不起，我就说英文了。
那个是他开始的，然后呢正好是在疫情开始的时候，所以感谢主吧，因为我们因为是在线上嘛，所以呢有也基本上就是说最少的话有五个左右，然后呢有的时候哦对不起。
Every time we gather, I always remember Pastor Gary who started this, and right before the COVID, that's when we started.
Yeah, 感谢主，因为我们因为是在线上嘛，所以来自不同的州啊，也有不同的州，像那个吕弟兄，他和高弟兄一直就是带领我们一起查经。
Because it's online, therefore we have many people come from out of state joining us.
Yeah.然后呢那个有些慕道友呢，因为我们因为在那学习的时候呢，因为感谢主，就是说我们是慢慢的学的，去年我们把这个约翰福音学完了，然后我们现在开始了那个罗马书，然后就一点点的学，然后呢有些慕道友，也有一些刚刚信主的人。
We have went through John last year and also began the book of Romans, and we also have some seeker among us as well.
就是唯一的很感动的就是说我们每次查经以后呢，因为我们还是比较守时的，从七点半开始，我们基本上八点半结束。
And we meet every Mondays from 7:30 to 8:30 on time.
然后但是呢我们每次之后呢，我们有一个祷告，不管你信没信主，我们都要学会来自己来到神前，就像刚才托尼弟兄说的，我们要自己和神有一个关系，我们要把这个事情交给神。
Just like what Tony just mentioned, this is a personal relationship, so we encourage everybody at the end of the Bible study, open their mouth and pray, regardless if they're believer or seeker.
Yeah. 然后呢，就把这些自己所想的，还有这些难处都交给神，然后我们就彼此的带导，然后让他们也感受到一个彼此的带导，同心合一的一个带导。
And we will pray for one another in unity concerning the trials and difficulties of one another.
然后呢，所以呢，就是有其中有一个慕道友，他是每次都是很激动的说，我很盼望的，就是那个小顾鹏，他就每次都很激动说，我很盼望这个学习，我也很盼望这个祷告。
One of the seeker has expressed that he's just very precious for this opportunity to learn how to pray.
实在是感谢主，因为不管是线上的还是我们就是我们外州的还是说本地的，我们真的是能够在这里，只有在主里才真的有这个一个盼望。
Really praise the Lord, regardless where we at, where we from, or what spiritual journey that we're on, we all have this hope.
然后谢谢大家，希望也有其他人，我们也有如果有时间的话，也可以一起来学习。
I invite everybody who has available to join us. Thank you.
Okay, 如果没有话，我们继续往下。可以吗？ Okay.好，那我们今天就来唱最后一首诗歌。This will be the last song we're going to sing, 434. Can we all stand up and sing this?
Thank you.
大旗，让我们做结束祷告。
主啊，感谢你，感谢你在新年的时候让我们众弟兄有这样的心情来到你的面前，向我们的感谢献在你的面前，向我们心里的需求放在你的面前。主啊，求你能够眷顾我们，在你在过去的一年中怎样看守保守我们，主啊，求你在新的一年中继续这样看守保守我们，主啊，求你让我们的心向你靠近，求你时刻让我们能够记住你对我们的怜悯，记住对我们的恩典，主啊，求你听这样的祈求啊祷告，主啊，这样的祈求啊祷告是奉靠主基督耶稣的名求。